Okay.
Our scripture reading will be taken from the book of John, chapter 4, verse 27 to 42.
启应经文, 在约翰福音的第四章, 第27到第42节。
We'll read it responsively in English and then in Cantonese.
我会用启应的方式来读, 先用英文来读, 然后用广东话来读。
Okay, I'll start with the odd verse. For then his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, "What do you seek? Or why are you talking with her?"
So the woman left her water jar and ran away into town and said to the people,
"Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?"
They ran out of the town and were coming to him.
Meanwhile, the disciples was urging him, saying, "Rabbi, eat."
But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you do not know about."
So the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him something to eat?"
Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work."
"Do you not say there are yet 4 months, then come the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are white for harvest.
Already the one who reaps is receiving wage and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that sower and reaper may rejoice together.
For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps.
I send you to reap that for which you do not labor. Others have labor, and you have sent to your labor."
Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me all that I ever did."
So when the Samaritan came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days.
And many more believed because of his word.
They said to the woman, "It's no longer because of that you say that
we believe, for we have heard of ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world."
我们一起来读，我读单数。 大家相助第27节。 当下门徒回来， 就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话， 只是没有人说， 你是要什么？或说， 你为什么和他说话？ 那妇人就留下嘴便子， 往城里去， 对众人说， 你们来看， 有一个人将我素来所行的一切事， 都给我说出来了， 莫非这就是基督么？ 众人就出城往耶稣那里去。这期间，门徒对耶稣说：拉比，请吃，我有食物吃，愿你们不知道的。耶稣，门徒就彼此对问说：莫非有人拿什么给他吃么？耶稣说：我的食物就是遵行他我来者的旨意，作成他的工。 你们岂不说到收割的时候还有4个月么？ 我告诉你们， 举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了， 可以收割了， 得工价，积蓄五谷到永生， 叫杂种的和收割的一同分。 俗语说，那人杂种，这人收割， 这话可见是真的。 可他你们去收， 你们左没有劳苦的， 别人劳苦，你们享受他所劳苦的。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人作见证说，他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下，他便在那里住了2天。因耶稣的话，信的人就更多了。 面对人说，现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。May
God bless the reading of His word.
非常祝福的，听读的同听的话语的人。
Today's message is the results of soul satisfaction by Reverend Watson Chan.
今日题目主讲的题目是心灵满足的结果。谢谢。啊，老师。
You know, by nature, we're allergic to God's grace.
根据我们本性，我们对于神的恩典是过敏的。
Like this woman from Samaria that Jesus meets at the well, we resist God, we resist His grace.
好像在这个井旁的撒玛利亚妇人，我们对神的恩典是有抗拒。
We look for ways, just like this woman, to avoid Jesus.
我们找一些方法去逃避耶稣。
And she turns Jesus' pursuit of her heart very craftily, evasively, and tries to shift the conversation.
他们很乖巧地想将那个对话改变一个方向。
You notice that we're focusing in on the second part of a very famous portion of the Gospel of John.
我们今天所看的是在一个《约翰福音》里面一个很出名的故事的下半部。
It's the story of the woman at the well, where Jesus meets this woman.
讲到耶稣在这个井旁里面去跟这个女人遇上。
And in his mercy, God meets her right where she is.
神的怜悯里面，耶稣在那个时刻去跟她相遇。
And that's what he does with us as well.
神同样是这样跟我们做。
You see, all of life is worship.
你知道，整个生命都是关于敬拜。
It's really about worship. Who, what do you worship?
就是说你向哪个敬拜，你怎样去敬拜。
To what or to whom do you give attention to? Affection, adoration.
你向什么或者向哪一位去献出你的敬拜，献出你的感情。
All that belongs, rightfully, only to God.
这些所有的一切是应该是归回给神。
And our problem as human beings, all of us, is we don't do that, right?
但我们作为人，我们的问题就是我们不会这样做。
We put anything, relationships, religion, anything in place of the living God.
我们将其他的东西去取代了神的位置，譬如家庭，譬如关系。
And so we shouldn't be surprised, even though we didn't read that portion of the narrative, we shouldn't be surprised that this woman tries to change the subject when Jesus is luring her heart to come to him.
所以我们不应该惊讶于当耶稣想去捉住她的心的时候，这个女人想躲避开。
And so, even changing the subject to worship, Jesus once more is in the center, is in the spotlight.
纵使这个女人将这个话题改到关于崇拜的地方，但是耶稣而是将这个话题关于她自己，因为她就是关于崇拜。
And rightfully so, because he's the only one worthy of our praise.
因为她就是唯一那个值得我们敬拜的人。
Now the gospel comes to you and I, to all of us, in order to run through us.
这个福音来到我们这里是要通过我们。
By that I mean it gets to the core of our being.
它意思就是说去到我们的中心。
And having believed on Jesus, the Samaritan woman went back to her community to share what happened to her, to share the good news.
当这个撒玛利亚妇人相信了耶稣之后，她回到她的城镇里面，去跟其他人去分享这个福音。
And in doing so, she gives us kind of like a snapshot of what a testimony to the living God is.
她这样做是给我们看到一个见证，见证这个活神是怎样的。
I hope you picked that up as we read the text. Jesus is the hero. Jesus is the hero of the story.
耶稣就是那个故事的英雄。
She drew attention to him, not to herself, to him.
这个妇人的注意力都转到耶稣的身上，不是她自己。
And he lovingly exposes what's wrong with her, her sin, and gives her life.
耶稣也都很有爱心地将她的罪去给她自己看清楚。
And in so doing, she invites her acquaintances, her friends, the people who know her, invites them to do the same thing.
同样的，这个妇人都邀请她所认识的人去同样的去这样做。
All of this points to the very fact that the gospel is personal, but it's not private.
你让我们看到这个福音是个人的，但是并不是只是在于是私人的。
This social outsider who avoided people in the community is now more concerned about what God has done for her rather than how she's perceived by everyone else.
这个被社会去鄙视的妇人，她现在不再担心自己是怎样被人看，而是担心 去关心其他人和神的关系。
This portion of the Bible points us to the fact that Jesus showed himself a friend to the lost.
耶稣给在这个故事里面去给其他人看到他是那些失落的人的朋友。
You know, if you're familiar with the Bible, with the New Testament, you'll know that Jesus went to the sick, he went to the lost, he went to the lonely, he went to the distressed, he went to those who were perishing.
如果你认识这个福音的时候，你知道耶稣去到那些失丧的人，有疾病的人，濒临死亡的人那里。
And then he moved amongst them as their friend.
他在他们的当中好像一个朋友一样。
And so in John 4, Jesus starts with someone who's completely disinterested in knowing him.
在《约翰福音》开始的时候，就是讲到耶稣去到一个妇人，这个妇人呢完全没兴趣去认识耶稣。
Did you notice that? She doesn't have a little interest, she has no interest in him.
他不是说没有少少兴趣，而是说一点兴趣都没有。
And so, I think it's safe to say, she certainly is not seeking after soul satisfaction.
可以很肯定的就是他不会去寻求这个灵里面的满足。
She doesn't come to the well to talk about spiritual matters.
他来到这个井旁不是要去讲一些属灵的事情。
Why did she come to the well? She wants water in a semi-arid region of the world. Water is valuable.
她为什么来到井旁呢？就是说她就是要拿水，因为在那个地方那个时间，水是很宝贵。
There's a great need for what she wants. Water. Physical water.
她很大的需要就是水。
And she comes to the well. I'm sure you've heard other sermons concerning this passage. She comes to the well at a time when people don't. High noon.
他来到这个井旁是这个中午，是这个时间通常没人来拿水。
And so she appears to want to avoid being embarrassed, avoid being hassled because of her reputation.
他那个时间去拿水就是因为想避开其他人，避开其他人对他的嘲笑，又会觉得尴尬。
But what's rather remarkable about this narrative is God's grace finds the woman when she doesn't care.About soul satisfaction.
就算正当这个女人对她的灵的满足是没有任何的关心的时候，但是神的恩典仍然临到她。
It shows us the power of God's grace. God's grace moves in to her life.
让我们看到神的大能去进入到她的生命里面。
And Jesus, of course, deals with her in a very interesting, engaging way, right?
当然我们看到耶稣和他的对话一个很有趣的方向。
Did you notice he wasn't arrogant? He wasn't forceful in his dialogue with her?
他不是很骄傲，他不是硬硬的要他和他有个对话。
And it's something that we've been trying to advocate here. He approaches her with questions. Questions that get her to ponder about what life's about.
耶稣怎样跟他对话呢？就是用这些问题去让他想想生命是什么。
Do you see what Jesus is doing? He's drawing her in to consider spiritual matters.
耶稣引领她去想到属灵的问题。
And so it would be helpful, I think, for us to look more closely at the ways in which Jesus engages this woman.
所以我们去怎样看耶稣跟这个女人的对话对我们自己都有帮助。
Jesus is talking to a social outcast.
耶稣同这个女人讲的说话，这个女人是被这个社会去厌弃的。
You know, the Samaritans were similar to the Jews, but they were a sect. They were not like the Jews, and the Jews despised the Samaritans who were their neighboring region.
撒玛利亚人同犹太人是有点不同，犹太人也都不喜欢他们，纵使他们住在附近的地方。
And so not only did Jews avoid Samaritans and not talk to them and not even go through their land, men did not talk to women in public in those days, in that culture.
不单止犹太人会避开撒玛利亚这个地方，不入去他们，不会跟他们讲话，甚至乎男人在这个中午的时间，光天化日的时间，也都不会跟女人讲话。
You see glimmers of that in some traditional cultures today in the Middle East, right? Women were viewed inferior, so you wouldn't talk to them.
就好似今日喺中東嘅地方裏邊，都睇到有呢啲咁嘅文化仍然遺留喺度。女人係相對係被視為係比較係卑微嘅，佢哋男人唔會同佢講嘢。
Yet that's what Jesus does. He reaches out and talks to the woman in public. It's not done in that day.
但係咧，耶穌就喺嗰度喺白天嘅時間同呢個女人講嘢。
And so we see in a setting she comes alone. It's an arduous task, by the way. If you ever draw water from a well, it's hard.
但你知道佢係單獨嘅嚟到去攞水，攞水呢樣嘢係一件唔容易做嘅事情。
You know, I mean, the average person, you know what they would do? They would groom a group of people, right? To help each other draw the heavy water out of the well, put it in this jug, this jar, and carry it back.
通常咧，佢哋都應該會一班人嘅嚟到去彼此去幫助，喺個井裏邊打水，倒落個大缸嗰度攞走。
But she comes alone.
但係佢自己嚟到。
And that tells us something.
就俾我哋睇到一啲嘢。
Because when you're doing well in life, you're usually not alone.
因為當你嘅生命係過得好好嘅時候，通常你唔係孤單一個人。
You don't really usually feel lonely when things are going okay in life.
當你生命好好嘅時候，你唔應該會感到孤單。
But the lonely in life are usually people who are struggling with something, some issue in life.
通常在生命裏面孤單的人，他們在生命上有東西是掙扎的。
Whether it's a self-made loneliness, you know, just withdrawing, or whether it's just lonely because of the struggle that you're facing.
可能是你想去跟群眾去離開，獨自一個人，又或者可能因為你面對的困難。
And usually, when you're faced with something tough in life, you start to ponder. You start to think about bigger questions concerning life.
當你生命上面遇到一啲難關嘅時候，通常你都會諗到去思考到生命上面更加大嘅問題。
And Jesus is trying to draw that out to this woman to consider living water, not just physical water.
耶穌就係想嘗試去引領呢個婦人去諗呢個生命嘅問題，係活水嘅問題，唔係單止係佢飲用嘅水嘅問題。
You know, as I scan the room here, most of you probably aren't in a situation like this woman.
當我睇大家嘅時候，我睇大家都好似呢個婦人咁嘅狀況。
You know, you aren't alone. You have family, and things are going fairly smoothly in life.
你有家人，你喺你嘅生命上邊係可能過得好平順。
And you know that can be dangerous because then you don't think, you don't analyze things on how life works.
但係呢個係好危險，因為你唔會去諗下生命係點樣去實行。
And so, as you can see here, is that slide one or Daniela? Is that Rachel? Jesus takes some initiative and asks her to consider some questions.
耶穌主動嘅去提出嘅問題，去想呢個婦人去諗下屬靈上邊嘅問題。
And why does he do that?
點解係咁樣做咧？
Because saving faith is more. It's certainly more than intellectual knowledge, but it's not less. It's not less than intellectual knowledge.
點解咁樣？因為得救嘅恩典唔係只係在於知識上嘅認知，但亦都唔係少於呢個知識上嘅認知。
You see, when you consider life, when you consider a faith concerning life, you have to do some reasoning. You have to do some thinking.
因為講到生命上面嘅問題嘅時候，你一定要去思考，要去用邏輯。
And that's really countercultural, isn't it, today?
但對於而家嚟講，好似係完全嘅相反。
Because we live in a day and age, a part of the world where Christians don't think very hard. You don't think about your faith daily.
因為我哋而家活喺呢個世代，我哋作為基督徒嘅，我哋好少會去諗下我哋嘅信仰。
You know, if you ask the average Christian down on Main Street, you know what they would say? I prefer to experience faith.
如果你問下大多數基督徒嘅時候，佢哋會話：我寧願去經歷呢個信心、信仰。
But you know what Jesus is saying here?
但耶穌講乜嘢咧？
You can't have all that wonderful experience of living water unless you think things out too.
耶穌話：你唔可以完全嘅去經歷到呢個活水，除非你要去用心去思考。
You see, Christianity is more is more than intellectual, but it's not less.
所以基督教是超比这个理性上的认知是更加多，但是并不代于它是少于这个理性上的认知。
Again, this woman is not educated. She's not educated.
你知道这个女人是未受教育的。Woman,
but Jesus challenges her with a very simple metaphor, an illustration.
但耶稣就用一个比喻去挑战她。
It's about water, right?
是关于水。
And he wants her to see where she's presently drawing water from concerning her life.
耶稣想去想一下在她的生命里面她现在在哪一个井上面拿水。
You know, what's bringing her life? What well is she drawing water from?
有什么去将她给她的生命在哪个井里面拿到水给她。
That's why he simply calls her to go and tell your husband, call your husband here.
所以耶稣就说她叫个妇人去叫她的丈夫一起来。
You see, he's trying to get this woman to be transparent, to be honest with him.
耶稣是想这个女人去向她去坦白。
What have you been doing with your life?
她说你生命一路以来是怎样的呢?
Which well in life do you draw from for sustenance?
你在哪个井里面去拿提取你生命的元素呢?
Or to put it, I guess to match the title, the message, where are you getting soul satisfaction from?
换句话说，你在哪里得到你灵里面的满足呢?
And Jesus wants her to see for herself that he's the one that she's been looking for. He's the one who is living water.
耶稣就是想给你这个女人看到，她就是这个女人一路想要找的。佢就係嗰個活水。
See, the fact of the matter is, Jesus is the only one who's going to quench your spiritual thirst, and is going to quench your spiritual thirst.
事實上，耶穌係唯一一個可以我哋滿足我哋屬靈上邊嘅渴求。
And so, if I had to summarize this latter part of the narrative, Jesus is saying, "I'm the truth, who will be for you a well of living water."
就是说耶稣他自己就是那个真理，是一个涌出活水的井。
And that well will spring up in you to eternal life.
同时这个井也在里面涌出活水直到永生。
Did you know, according to the Bible, every human being is essentially religious?
你知不知道根据圣经来说，每一个人都有宗教。
Paul says in Romans chapter 1 that every human being knows God, but they just suppress the truth.
在罗马书第一章，保罗说每一个人都知道有神，但是只不过他们压抑这个真理。
And Paul is saying that each of us has this internal gyroscope that's moving in towards God all the time.
我们每一个人里面都有一个指定方向的仪器去将我们去指向神。
And as I alluded to before,The problem is we find the wrong God, or we just want our own God.
但系个问题就系话，但系就话我哋揾错嗰个神，我哋去或者系我哋以为自己系神，我哋随便拣一个神。
Right? We look at the menu and say, "Oh, I'll choose this characteristic and that characteristic, and then I'll reject the rest."
跟住我哋去睇一个列单，有我拣神呢咁样系神，咁样系神，然后其他咧我哋就拒绝咗佢。
And so Jesus boldly.Says to her and says to us, I am the one you're looking for. You must worship me in spirit and in truth.
然后耶稣就大胆地同这个妇人同埋同我们讲，他说我才是那位你一直找紧的，我才是那位你需要去敬拜的，用心灵同埋诚实。
And that can only possible, says Jesus, because I've given you the spring of living waterflowing from my good news, the gospel, into you.
就话耶稣将呢个福音去俾你，喺你里边涌出活水。
And so to move the narrative along, the woman meets Jesus, right? And she starts to ponder.
我哋知道这个妇人去开始思考了，当耶稣去问了这个问题之后。
And we're not given a whole lot of details here, but obviously something's happened to her, and then she goes and explains what has just happened to her to those who she knew or who she avoided before.
有啲嘢喺呢个女人嘅生命里边去发生咗啦，跟住佢就去尝试去逃避。
You see what? You see that contrast? Before, she's embarrassed. She doesn't want to be hassled because of her reputation. She doesn't go to people. Now, it's different. She can't help but go and tell.
之后咧，甚至乎佢翻去城里边去讲俾其他人听有咩事发生。以前佢尝试逃避呢啲人，但系佢而家佢唔再怕，唔再觉得尴尬。
You could go back to verse 29. This is what she says. Come. See a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?
在第29节说，你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？
See, she no longer hides her true self.
她不再隐藏自己。
Because the one who is truth touched her heart.
因为那位有真理的，她触摸了她的心。
And she goes to others to tell them about it.
然后佢向其他人去分享呢件事情。
Where once she avoided people and she avoided the Christ.
佢曾经去逃避呢啲人，佢而家唔再逃避。
Girls, if you hit slide 3, this woman after meeting Jesus is very transparent. Very transparent. So how can we, people, we're people too, right? How can we be true?To ourselves today.
这个妇人去遇上了耶稣之后，她变得更加透明。我们又可以怎样对自己去坦白，去认识自己？
Obviously, those of you who are members here in this church, we're very weak at this. What will enable us to be more open about our lives?
在这件事情上面，我们都很软弱。我们怎么可以更加去开放自己的生命呢？
Well, one of the problems is, today we live in a pluralistic society.
有一个问题就是我们现在活在一个多元化的社会里面。
Everyone is so different.
每一个人都很不同。
Everyone has a different belief.
每一个人都有不同的信仰。
So that poses a problem, right?
所以产生一个问题。
How can people then be true to ourselves?And not hide, not hide what, who you are, and still get along, right? How can that happen?
一个人怎样可以对自己去坦诚自己是哪一个，而可以同其他人也都去打开自己，同埋可以从事成为朋友。
And so, if because we hit slide 4, there are only 3 possibilities, and I get this from Tim Keller in one of his messages.
咁又只有三个可能，呢三个可能系嚟自Tim Keller牧师嘅。
There are only 3 possible alternatives. Either you hide who you are for fear that your neighbor will be angry at you.
第一咧就系可能系你躲避自己去惊你嘅邻居可能对你会有仇视。
Alternative 2 is, or you speak out about your beliefs and who you are in such a way that you provoke anger in your neighbor.
又或者咧，就系你向其他人去坦白，去讲出你自己嘅信仰，以致会向呢个邻舍咧产生呢个仇恨。
And here's the third alternative, which is really the only one that has integrity.
第三咧
，You learn how to share who you are, and you're open about it, and you do it in a way that creates peace and civility.
第三嘅方法就系话，你向人去坦诚去。公开自己的信仰是怎样，但是用的方法是可以产生和平的。
See, if you're a Christian, you have to learn how to do that third alternative.
如果你基督徒的时候，你就要学习怎样做这件事，第三个可能性。
And the reason is so is because God has placed you in this day and age, in this place, right? Where it is there is a pluralistic society.
原因就是说神将我们放在这个多元化的社会里面有个原因。
And that's really the only way.To hold out hope to a world that needs to hear about hope.
这个就是唯一的方法去俾这个世界去听到这个盼望。
You know, there's no other option.
没其他的方法的。
If you're a Christian, you have to do that. How else will you help a pluralistic society?
如果唔系嘅时候，你作为一个基督徒，你点样可以帮助这个多元化的社会呢？
Immediately after speaking to the woman, Jesus talks to the disciples And he again uses analogies, metaphors, illustrations.
在耶稣和这个妇人的对话之后，耶稣和他的门徒去讲一段的说话，也都同样的用到比喻。
And this really gets at the heart of our text here, the second part of this narrative, 20,
这个就是这个,
verses 27 to 42.
这段经文的中心的地方。
Jesus is talking about spiritual sowing, right? Spiritual seeds and spiritual reaping.
耶稣讲到的是一个属灵的撒种和收割。
And so what are you trying to get across with this agricultural analogy to his disciples?
咁耶稣点样去用呢、这个农业嘅一个比喻去俾呢个门徒睇到咧
？Again, it's help. Back then, they were in agricultural society. You and I, maybe we grow tomatoes, but other than on our out your window or whatever. But you're not into agriculture, right?
当时喺个农业社会，可能佢哋门徒好容易明白到，但系我哋而家。
So what is Jesus talking about here when he uses this analogy about sowing and reaping?
咁耶稣用呢个收撒种来收割嘅比喻系咩意思咧
？Well, let me just give you the context of the story, and it will. I think you'll see what he's getting at here.
咁让我哋睇下故事嘅上文下嚟。
Jesus has been traveling. He's been traveling with his disciples, his followers.
耶稣咧系同呢个门徒咧一路去周游，其他嘅地方去行。
And he's traveling, which again, as I said before, doesn't happen because they are Jews. They're going through Samaria, not avoiding Samaria. They're going through it.
咁佢当时咧系经过撒玛利亚行过嘅。
And he stops at a well, and the disciples go into town to get some food, and they leave Jesus at the well.
咁咧，即系去到一个井旁。这些门徒就离开耶稣入去城里面去拿食物
And then the woman comes out right, from out of town because the well is on the outskirts of town. She comes out of town and goes to the well.
这个妇人就城里面去出来去这个井拿水
And that's where Jesus uses that illustration and says, I have water that if you drink it, you will never, ever thirst again.
耶稣就讲这个比喻说我有水你饮呢个水咧，就永远唔会渴啦。
Okay, so he's engaging the woman with this illustration.
咁用呢个比喻咧，同呢个妇人去讲说话。
And so the woman says, "Really? All right, I'd like to have this water. Let me have it."
咁呢个妇人话系咩？咁我都想有呢个水，你俾我啦。
And then Jesus says to her, "Do you want that water? Go get your husband."
咁耶稣同佢讲，如果你想要呢个水咧，去揾你嘅丈夫。
And then she says, "I don't have a husband."
这个妇人说我没丈夫
And Jesus says, You're right. But he doesn't condemn her. He gently says, You don't have a husband, you have five husbands. And the man you're living with right now is not your husband.
耶稣说你是对的你说你没丈夫因为跟你现在住的不是你的丈夫你有另外有五个丈夫
What is Jesus doing?
耶稣说什么
He says, She says, Give me this water. Give me this water of life. This water that satisfies, that will always satisfy me.
因为耶稣俾呢个水，我可以去满足我。
And Jesus says, "Go get your husband." What is Jesus doing?
点解耶稣叫佢去揾佢丈夫咧
？He's talking about not physical water, right? It's obvious. He's talking about soul satisfaction.
佢唔系讲紧物质上嘅水，而系讲紧呢个灵里边嘅满足。
Satisfaction of your spiritual thirst.
去满足你属灵嘅渴求
，and that soul satisfaction is what she's been looking for in life。
而呢个灵里边嘅满足就系佢一直呢个妇人一直揾紧嘅。
And she thought she could find it in men, in family, in romance, in sexual relationships. She's looking everywhere。
佢以为可以喺同其他人嘅关系上边、同家庭上边、喺性嘅关系上边揾到。
And now she's amazed at Jesus' insight into what he knows about her.
但系佢而家咧，呢个妇人就好诧异于点解耶稣咁知道佢嘅过去。
And I think she's also amazed that this Jew, this male Jew, is willing to risk everything and talk to her in public. That wasn't done.
呢个妇人咧，你都诧异于呢个犹太嘅男人会喺。白日里边，白天里边去同佢讲说话，以前冇发生过。
Again, there was great animosity between Jews and Samaritans.
喺呢个犹太人同埋撒玛利亚之间有好大嘅分歧。
And then she tries to change the subject. change the subject to worship. And then Jesus focuses in on her need and says, I'm the one. I'm the living water. I'm the truth that you need.
这个妇人尝试去转这个话题，讲到崇拜的地方。 但耶稣说，我才是那个可以满足你属灵上面的渴求。
Do you see what he's doing? He's trying to get her to think about spiritual things when she's there for physical needs.
耶稣是想她去想到属灵上的事情，不是单只是关心于物质上的。
And that's why he says in verse 34, if we could go back to verse 34, he says, I have a food, and that food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work.
所以有34节说，耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，作成他的功。
Again, this is very important because Jesus is saying, my meat, my drink, whatever, what gives me sustenance in life is to do my Father's will, is to do what God wants.
耶稣说我的食物，我的水，其实是要成就差我来那位的旨意。
He's talking about harvesting, he's talking about spiritual sowing and reaping.
他是讲属灵的收割。
Because he's come to give you eternal life.
因为他来到是给永恒的生命力。
See, he talks metaphorically, he talks with illustrations and analogies and examples.
他用隐喻去用例子去讲出来。
And now this woman has met Jesus and tells the people she knows about him.
然后这个妇人就跟其他人去讲到耶稣怎样与他遇上。
Slide 5, spiritual sowing is pointing people to Jesus, pointing people to eternal life.
属灵的撒种就是将人去指向耶稣，指向永生。
And spiritual reaping is seeing some of them come and believe.
属灵的收割就是去看到有些人去来到去相信耶稣基督。
You know, it is amazing when Jesus says, this is food. You know what he's talking about there? This is food, he's saying. This is this spiritual living water is food.
他说这个是食物，这个属灵的食物，这个属灵的水也是一个食物，是什么意思呢？
And he's saying that this isn't dessert. This isn't the appetizer. This is the meat and drink. This is the substance.
他说这个就不是甜品，不是前菜，不是餐前的饮，而是这个真正的食物，这个最重要的部分。
Or he's basically saying to us, to Christians, is this isn't optional. This is not optional. This is what you're called to do with your life.
耶稣说这个不是你可以选择的，这个是你生命上要做的。
See, there's no natural seed that's so powerful that sowing and reaping go together. That's what Jesus says, it goes together. How can that be? You know, when you sow, you got to wait, right? And it rains and the sun happens and you cultivate the field and maybe 4 months later there's a harvest, right?
所以这个属灵的种子这么特别，这么有能力，就是说 撒种成收割的人一起出去，通常你撒种的时候，你当然是扔了种子下去，去等它生长，几个月之后回来才收割。但这个属灵的种子不是。
But did you notice what Jesus is saying? It goes together.
耶稣说的话，他撒种和收割的一起。
And what he's saying there is there's no seed as powerful as the gospel.
他说没有其他的种子好像这个福音那么有能力。
And he's saying, open your eyes, lift up your eyes, because the harvest field is white, it's ready for harvest.
他说你要举目去向前去观看，你看这个庄稼已经熟了。
Did you notice how Jesus sows the seed of the gospel in verse 28?
你看，在28节里看不到耶稣讲到撒种的嘢。
She goes back to town and faces the people that she was avoiding and says, come and see who I met.
这个妇人回去城里面，去跟其他人说，你来看看我遇上哪一个。
And the people gathered, went out to the well to meet Jesus.
这帮人就回来，出到这个井里面去见耶稣。
You know, there's nothing wrong to grab strangers and tell them about the gospel, but That's not the essence of what happens here. She goes to people she knows.
这个就是这个女人去到她认识的人当中。
And she's transparent. She's open to them about her life.
她向这帮人去打开她自己的生命去坦白。
She's not explaining substitutionary atonement to them.
她不是跟她解释救赎是什么。
She's simply saying, look what happened to me, I met this person.
她说你看看我有什么事发生在我身上，我遇上这个人。
And she's just being transparent, telling them what's in, what happened inside her.
她只是向她们坦白去讲她们听在她生命里面有什么事发生。
Being public with your faith simply means not hiding your heart. Don't hide yourself. Don't be yourself. Just be yourself.
让你的信心去公开出来，意思就是说，不是去将你的信仰去收埋，而是要去给人看到你是一个怎样的人。
You're naturally telling people how you deal with life, how do you make decisions. It's all about Jesus, right? I want to submit to His will, right? And you tell people about it.
你很自然地向人去分享你怎样去面对生命上的困难，怎样去做决定，所有都是关于耶稣，耶稣的引领。You
don't have to be a dear friend to someone to share, to share these things. You can share three things with people that aren't real dear friends to you. You can talk, first you can talk to people on how you're dealing with problems. You know, how do you deal with stress? Everybody has stress, so you tell people how you deal with stress.
你不一定要去只是向一些好朋友你才可以讲这些事情。第三样东西可以讲就是你同一般的朋友都可以讲就是你怎样去处理你的压力。
But you see, that's being transparent. You don't really necessarily have to do that with a close person that knows you.
这个不单只是向你很亲密的朋友才可以讲。
Do you ever talk to people about decisions in life that you make? That's a commonality amongst humanity. People have to make decisions, right?
你有没有跟人去分享你怎样去做生命上的决定呢？
Like which college do I go to? Or which career path do I take? Or who do I marry?
就好像哪间学校你去，你选哪一个工作，又或者你跟哪个结婚。
And so, a Christian just talks about Jesus, because Jesus is the integral part of all of that, making decisions.
基督徒就可以很自然地去讲到耶稣，因为耶稣就是你做决定的最重要的因素。
Do you ever talk to someone about your priorities in life?
有没有跟人分享你生命上的优先次序呢？
Again, that's another natural way to talk about Jesus to people.
这是另一个很自然可以跟人去分享耶稣的方法。
Like your neighbors are probably wondering, how come every Sunday you pack up the kids and go to church? Nobody else does. You know, that's a natural in to talk to them about Jesus.
就好像可能你的邻居都很奇怪，为什么你每个礼拜日都带小孩去教会呢？这是一个很容易的方法去跟人讲到耶稣。
But the key is to be more and more transparent. To show people your life.
但重点就是你要向人去变得更加透明，去给人看到你的生命。
A girl, slide 7, but not only is she transparent, she points people to whom she met. Points them to Jesus, right?
接着呢，这个妇人去将其他人去指向耶稣。
She says, come and see for yourself whom I met.
她说你来看看我见到哪一个。
Again, she doesn't understand too much about Jesus, right?
她不是很明白耶稣很多。
You can't say to God, you know, I don't know much, I can't share anything.
你不可以跟神说，我不是识很多，我不知道怎样分享。
Yet, she points people to the person she met.
但是她帮人指向耶稣那位她遇上的。
You know, be interesting to know, I don't think she knows that Jesus has come to die for her. Has come to die for his people. I don't think she knows that.
我想这个妇人不知道耶稣来是为她而死。
I don't think she knows he's going to rise from the dead.
我想她也不知道耶稣基督会从死里复活。
And of course, those are really big things to know, right?
这些是很大的事情要知道。
But I hope you get my point. She doesn't know a whole lot, yet she points people to Jesus.
但我想说的就是这个妇人不是认识得很多，但是她将人去指向耶稣基督。
And it's because she's grasped the essence, the distinction of knowing Jesus, of the gospel, of Christianity versus every other philosophy, every other religion.
但重点就是他捉紧到认识到耶稣基督他的救恩福音而不是其他世界上的任何的信仰。
And that's very important in a pluralistic society to make known to your friends.
所以在这个多元化的社会去让朋友去认识你是哪一个是很重要。
Because if you had a ledger here and you put every religion on one side of the ledger and Christianity on the other side, what's the difference?
如果你是在一个表上列出世界上其他宗教和基督教，那个分别在哪里？
Every other religion, you know what they're going to say? Here's the eightfold path to follow. Here are the five pillars of truth. Here's the way to go.
其他的宗教会列出来说，这个就是你要行走的方法，这个就是那个你要去的地方，你要这样做。
Right, if you want to find God, you want to find salvation, you want to connect to the divine, you want to be enlightened, here's the way.
他说，如果你想找神，你想变得属灵，你想有这个启示，你就要这样做。
Right, many of you are familiar with Buddhism. That's what Buddhism does, right? Shows you the way.
认识佛教的时候，如果你认识佛教的话，你知道他会讲给你听，这条路是这样。
But let me ask you, then do you have to know a whole lot about Buddha?
那你是不是要好认识佛祖呢？
You don't need to know a whole lot about Buddha, just need to know the way, right?
你不需要认识佛祖，你只要认识行哪一条路。
It's because Buddha brought the way.
因为这个佛祖是将这条路带出来。
But the main thing is the way, right? That's what the other religions would say to you.
但其他的宗教会告诉你，最重要的一件事就是要知道行哪一条路。
So do you see the difference between that and Christianity?
你知不知道那个分别呢？
The other religions detach the founder, the prophet, the person from the way. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life.
其他的宗教将那个宗教的始创者，那个所谓的启示那位，去跟他们所讲的道路去分开。但耶稣他说，我就是那个道路，我就是那个生命。
Every other philosophy, every other religion tells you how to find God.
所有其他宗教讲你听怎样找神。
Jesus, on the other hand, Christianity says, clearly says, he's come to do what you can't do.
但耶稣说，我来是要做你做不到的。
He's come to give you the gift of eternal life.
他来要给这个永恒生命给你。
Slide 8. So every other religion, the teacher, the founder is not the important thing, right? What's important, according to the other religions, you got to be good. You got to follow the way. You got to do this, do that.
所以其他宗教告诉你，你要跟随这个方法，你要这样做，这样做。
But on the other hand, the other side of the ledger, Christianity says it's all about Jesus and what he's done. Jesus is the one that you need to know, and his person and his work is what matters.
但基督教讲到耶稣基督就是那位你需要认识的，他所做的才是最重要。
You know, I don't know how many people that I talk to say this to me. Wilson, that's nice. You know, you're a Christian. That's nice. That's good. I'm happy for you. That's great. But I believe all good people get to heaven.
很多人跟我说，牧师，你认识耶稣基督是好的，我为你高兴。但我觉得所有的好人都应该去天堂。
And that is very common in a pluralistic society where people say that.
在这个多元化的社会，这个是很普遍的想法。
But here's the problem, and here's what you need to say to them in response.
但问题在哪里呢？你要去这样跟他们说。
Christians don't believe that goodness gets them to heaven.
基督徒认为，他们不相信做好人可以帮他们去到天堂。
In fact, the heart of Christianity says that Jesus has done it all, right? I've stopped the exhausting activity to depend on myself for goodness.
基督教的中心的信仰就是说，我停止，不再去靠我自己去做好人。
You see, you can't help avoid saying that if Jesus is at the heart of you, you know?
因为耶稣是在你的心中心里面。
You have to point them to the ultimate beauty, the ultimate person.
你要去指将帮佢哋去指向耶稣基督嗰位终极嘅。
And the Samaritan woman did that. She did that.
呢个妇人有咁样做。
And you know that's what it means to be transparent. That's what it means to point to Jesus.
要成为向人向其他人去打开自己去指向帮其他人去指向耶稣基督就系咁嘅意思。
Again, the key is verse 28. She says, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did."
个重点就系廿八节，佢话你嚟睇下呢个人，佢将我以前一切所行嘅都指出嚟。
She met Jesus. He treated her with dignity. He showed her truth and love.
佢遇上耶稣基督，耶稣基督用尊严去对待佢，佢俾呢个妇人睇到乜嘢系爱。
And the woman goes and tells people that she knows what happened.
然后呢个妇人去向其他人讲有咩事发生咗。
She's transparent. She's willing to tell people her faults.
佢愿意 向其他人去讲出佢自己嘅错处。
She's willing to tell people what happened to her.
佢愿意向其他人去讲出有咩事喺佢身上边发生。
You know, nobody in that community wanted to be seen with her.
喺当时嗰个社区冇人愿意同呢个女人去接触。
Yet she goes and tells them because she says this is love. I need to tell them I met this man.The Savior.
但这个妇人呢就 去到他们的当中去被人看到这个就是爱他就是这样对待我这个是救主。
And that's what true love does to you, right?
这个真正的爱就是这样。
Because Jesus proved his love in giving of his life, in living the perfect righteous life that we ought to have lived, that we won't or we can't live, and he dies in our place on the cross.
耶稣基督回来到这个世界上他会一个公义的生命是我们做不到的并且是写在十字架上面为我们的罪付上了代价要用这样的事情去证明了他的爱
And that kind of love compelled this woman It compelled her to go right into the heart of darkness and shine her light to the world
这个爱就是催促这个妇人去到这个黑暗的地方去向这个世界去发光。
So I hope you take something home from this. If you're a Christian, if you're non-Christian, I hope you meet Jesus. And if you're a Christian, I hope you see this is not optional. This is meat and drink. This is what you're called to do: to sow and reap.
我希望如果你是基督徒的时候，你睇到个重要的地方，你需要做嘅就系去出去撒种，去收割。
And to tell your friends, come and see this man that met me that.Knows everything about me. Sees right through me. I've met him. I trust him in what he's done for me.
去向人去分享你遇上咗耶稣基督，佢为你所做嘅，佢指出你所行嘅。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
And for the hope that it gives us.
同埋呢个你俾我哋嘅盼望。
Lord, if we haven't met this Jesus, I pray.That those people here that don't know him would come and talk to myself or to Pastor Thomas or any Christian here and talk and ask, how can I meet this Jesus?
如果在座当中未遇上耶稣基督的朋友可以去来到去跟我们基督徒去分享他怎么可以遇上耶稣基督
And I hope and I pray, Lord, for the Christians here.
我都为到信主嘅人祈祷。
That they would see that this is not an optional thing that Jesus is asking here and showing us.
让我哋睇到啊，呢个唔系我哋可以选择嘅，系我哋要做嘅。
We truly understand what he's talking about spiritual sowing and reaping.
我哋都明白咩叫做属灵嘅撒种同收割。
And that we in love would know how then.To engage a pluralistic society in which we live.
也都让我们可以懂得在这个多元化的社会里面我们怎么去活出。
To not stir up anger, but to create peace and civility by being who we are.
不是要产生的争拗而是让其他人看到我们是哪一个我们可以产生和平。
And sharing why that's so.
又同人分享点解系咁样。
So I pray, Lord, that that would happen for Your glory and for Your honor here.
我哋祈祷啊，咁样系为住你嘅荣耀同埋尊贵。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督宝贵名求，阿门。